Good evening, folks. You're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, I got to tell you that I am exhausted. I have just worked myself right into the corner, and I'm so tired. I wasn't going to do the broadcast tonight. I had already called WBCQ and asked them to do a rerun, and they had it all queued up. I called them about 3 minutes before the broadcast was supposed to start, changed my mind, because I just know that everybody's out there waiting for a live broadcast, and even though I don't want to do it, because, tell you the truth, my brain is not working. I am totally bone tired. I get lots of information, all kinds of things. Those of you who have been to the website, you know that. You know how hard we've been working and what we've been doing. And those of you who have not been to our website, you need to go there, williamcooper.com. Go there, and go there all the time. We're updating it constantly, and there's tons and tons of information that you need to know. And I mean, really, truthfully, you need to know it. So go there, read it, think about it. The things that we give you are designed to educate you and make you think before you go and jump off some stupid cliff. So there you have it. I'm going to take a little pause here. I'll be right back. We're going to open the phones, and it's going to be an open topic. Open your mouth and talk, okay? Because and if you want to ask me questions about things, if I know the answer, I'll give you the answer. If I don't, I'll tell you I don't know. But we got tons of stuff on the website, williamcooper.com. Make sure you go there. Make sure you read everything. Make sure you go to the exclusives archives. Make sure you click on all the links we provide for you so that you get a good overview. Now, on our website, you don't find all this stuff about Rosie O'Donnell or, you know, what movie is number one or making all the money. You don't find any junk on our website. Everything there is to the point, and it has to do with two things. Number one, what's happening? What's the truth about what's happening? What does it mean for us and our country? And you're not going to find anything else on our website except for those things. The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. The phones are open, 520-333-4578. Phones are open, 520-333-4578. I'm going to take your calls for the entire hour tonight. So if you've got comments or questions or new information or whatever it is, tonight's the night to get it in. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill Cooper.
Yes.
I'm not hearing the word Reichstag you have been used very much in the media these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
There's almost a fear even to mention the concept. I mean, I don't actually believe this, but that America deserved it. Now, I know that's a terrible thing to say. I don't believe that, but...
America does.
People saying it, and then whoa, there's an attack on them.
No, America does not deserve it, but America has brought it upon itself through the foreign policy that we've had of meddling in other people's affairs throughout the world, trying to bend them to our will when they have a different culture, different religion, different will, and they don't want to go in that direction. And we have really hurt some people really, really bad. No, America does not deserve. Nobody deserves what happened on Tuesday the 11th. Nobody.
Well, I think that's what they mean, what you said. It's a matter of a reaction to foreign policy.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
yeah.
That's a question that's being skirted internationally. A friend of mine who...
No, that's not true. I see that everywhere. It's brought up everywhere. It's just not touched in the communist news networks. Won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Somebody mentioned it on BBC television, and the result and reaction... Now, this was early on in the event, so there was everybody's was pretty sore about things, but the head of the BBC stood up and publicly apologized.
He's a fool. Why would he do that if it's the truth? He did it because maybe he's intimidated. Maybe he wants to be politically correct. Maybe he doesn't care about the truth. But it's the truth. You know, you'll never hear me apologizing for what I said tonight. And I'll say it again tomorrow night or any other night it needs to be said. In fact, it's on our website. We're taking everybody to task. We're telling the truth. And if you want to know what the truth is, go to our website, williamcooper.com.
One of the few, Bill.
And don't forget to participate in the poll that we have up there. And the poll is not a trick question. Okay? Don't think it's a trick question. Just answer it honestly. If you read that and you agree with it, send us an email. Tell us you agree. If you disagree, send us an email saying you disagree. You don't have to say anything else. We don't want a dissertation. We just want to know if you agree or disagree.
Did you notice the... let's say it Masonically symbolic aspects of this, the phoenix, the rising of the ashes, in some of this footage that we're inundated with in the last...
tons of symbolism, yes, absolutely. The number 11 permeates almost everything connected with this, and if you know anything about religious and the numerology of the mysteries and... it's incredible. I mean, it's way beyond any kind of coincidence, and the odds are off the chart.
I noticed there was two pivotal American revolutionary battles that occurred on September 11th. Brandywine and what was the other one? I looked them up last night, and I found if you just do a search on September 11th on the internet, you find things that have nothing to do with this that are commemorations of events that occurred in American history in the past, and it's very interesting to make connections out of what you're seeing there, because you wonder whether the conspirators, whoever they were cognizant of these things, other beyond the 911 emergency day.
Well, there's an awful lot of deception involved with this.
Well, do you think it's going to be, conversation is going to be wider, broader in the days to come? Do you think people...
If it's not, then you'll know for sure that what I've said about the American people all along, that they're stupid, is absolutely correct.
Well, I just fear for what will happen.
Well, look what's happening already. Here in Phoenix, we had a guy go out looking for Muslims and killed a guy from India because he looked like a Muslim. Just killed him.
Yeah.
Just for no other reason than... The media's got him all stirred up over this, and he just hates Muslims. And he shot at two other people before he killed this poor guy from India who wasn't a Muslim at all. He's a Sikh. And, you know, if you know anything about religion, you know Sikh has nothing to do with Muslims.
Well, yeah. The distinction doesn't really have to be made anymore. It's more like you look different.
And the same thing happened in Texas, and I've got a deep feeling that it's happened in a lot of places that the major news media is not covering.
Well, good luck. I'm over Canada, so I'm looking down at you wondering what's going to happen between the two of us in the future because of this, the fallout, the borders, and the perimeter.
Right now, the borders are sealed.
Well, I know that, but we've actually got a lot of advanced press before this happened up here about... The leaks that are occurring across the border of terrorist cells from our country to yours that are just harboring here because of our weak immigration laws.
Well, that's another thing. The United States government claimed that they had no advance warning and no intelligence regarding this whatsoever, and now we're finding out that that's not just a lie. That's one of the biggest lies they've ever told. They had advance warning from lots of different sources.
This has all the earmarks of looking the other way.
Oklahoma City, baby.
Yeah.
Well, all over again.
Well, watch your back, Bill.
Yeah.
Tighten it up, and good luck.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-457. I don't know why I'm doing this broadcast tonight, folks. I can't think very well. You know, you reach that state of total exhaustion, and you're not sleeping at night, and you're just so darn tired. that your brain doesn't work anymore? Well, that's where I'm at right now. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, and I just have some food for thought from up here in Canada. I don't think that the Twin Towers here is, I think there's going to be acted on quickly, like fairly soon, to actually make use of it. We have actually...
What are you talking about?
In terms of the World Trade Center going down, and that I would not be one to be John Chrétien at this moment, let me tell you, because of the dissolution of our border and the invocation of Area 1. And I think Canada is going to take a hit because you don't have two kings in Camelot. And why George Sr. has been up here currying Mike Harris and Peter Pocklington, and Joe Hu is now rubbing elbows with Dick Cheney. And where's poor old King John that they led right down the path? And we know another King John and what happened to him. Get ready for Area 1. And the thing that's going to bring us all together, and those two World Trade Center buildings are nothing compared to a bomb going off.
Well,
and all those suitcase bombs that are walking around, do people think
Whoa. Now you're getting off into woo-woo land.
Well, I don't know about that.
Goodbye. Don't get into woo-woo land with me. Don't be talking about suitcase nuclear weapons if you can't prove they exist. Unless you say, this is my opinion. You know the rules of this broadcast, and you know I won't allow that. I am not Alex Jones. And during this broadcast, you will not have Russia launching ICBMs against us. You understand that? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. On the first day, I taped a multiple of hours off our local show in New York City, CBS, which was the only one broadcasting to the antenna, you know, not to cable. I have a number of interesting articles. I want to duplicate that tape and send it to you. Also, I've been going through the newspaper, and there are many articles that don't add up or conflict with each other. I pulled them out, and I'd like to send those, the entire page, to you.
Well, send them. You don't have to ask me. Just send them.
Okay. When I hang up from you, because I have the radio off right now, give me the address.
Same address. I've been giving it for years. Don't tell me you never wrote it down.
I just want to know if it's the same.
Same one. Address. Any address I ever give on the air, you can send anything to. And I'll get it.
No, I have been listening.
Okay.
And one other thing was in today's paper, the Daily Post, the New York Post in New York, they had a picture of our U.S. Embassy in Ottawa, Canada, with a giant American flag and a giant rose.
Oh, boy.
I just want you.
Here comes the rose.
You know that. And I'm going to be sending you that also.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, God bless, Bill.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, look for more roses. You'll see. And it'll be a single rose. That's the symbol of international socialism. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, I'm like you. I'm sure I've read hundreds of essays and articles on the internet about this, and I have a question for you. Have you seen any evidence that implicates Osama bin Laden in these attacks?
No.
I haven't either.
Neither has anybody else.
I saw the little thumbnail biographies of the 19 hijackers, and is there any indication that any of those guys ever even went to Afghanistan?
There's a lot of indications that a lot of those guys didn't have anything to do with the bombing. They're legitimate people who were in this country to go to school, and some of them went back to their own country a long time ago. And the FBI is putting their names out as being implicated as accomplices in this, and they were not on those airplanes like the FBI says they were, but they're alive and well in their home country, and their countries are saying, hey, what the hell are you doing? These people are right here. They're alive. They didn't bomb anybody. They weren't on any airplanes, and they weren't part of any plot. They went to the United States, went to school, and came back, and some of them have been here as long as 3 months, and we want an apology. And they're ignoring them.
Doesn't it set, I mean, not that we need any more dangerous presidents, because we've had many, but, I mean, doesn't it set a dangerous precedent when you can call Osama bin Laden, who no doubt is a sponsor of terrorism, but you can call him the ringleader of this, or public enemy number one.
When we
apparent evidence linking him to it.
When we deviate from our system of justice, and when we bow to the mooing of the cattle in the herd, who say, "Let's nuke them all.
Yeah.
Let's go get some Muslim ears to mount over the fireplace. Let's just wipe them all out. Don't leave one of them living on this earth." And you use that as a justification. In other words, what they used to call, you know, when you got elected and you got more than 50% of the vote, they called that a mandate.
Yeah.
Well, when you use that to throw the justice system out the window and say, we're not going to seek justice. We're not going to go after the people who are guilty, people who financed it, people who planned it, people who carried it out, people who trained them, people that are connected, and go and try and capture them. Bring them back. Give them their day in court. Now, without having justice, without having a day in court, without doing what we know, every one of us, to be right, and if we don't do this, then that means they can do it to us too. You have to understand. And just go and murder these people. Not only murder them, but drop bombs and cruise missiles and blow things up and send troops in, you know, and have a big old war and just kill, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of people are we going to kill?
Well,
where do we stop?
Yeah, there is no stopping. And I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to trade them?
And you think those people are just going to sit back and take it?
No, that's what I was about to say. You know, are we willing to trade them Kabul for Chicago?
I think they're willing to trade anything in order to have an excuse to enslave the entire human race under a one-world totalitarian socialist government. That's really what this is all about.
But the deal about, you know, calling bin Laden the... I mean, I'm sure he is a bad guy, but there is no evidence.
Well, how can you...
They cannot produce any, and I'm sure...
They created him. He was created, recruited, trained, everything by the CIA. If you want to know who's really responsible for all of this, it's called CIA. CIA. Everybody repeat after me. CIA. CIA. CIA.
Bill, thanks. That was my question. I'm not saying there's not some evidence out there. I was just saying I haven't seen any.
Nobody has seen any. They haven't presented anybody with any. They just make all these allegations.
Yeah.
And they keep saying, we're going to go get them. We're gonna run them down, and we're going to... Yeah? Really? Ask the Soviet Union. They fought a war in Afghanistan.
Ask the British.
Did they run anybody down? Did they beat them?
The British did it.
You ever seen the mountains of Afghanistan? I'll tell you what. I fought a war in Vietnam. I was lucky I fought my war in Vietnam. If I had to fight a war in Afghanistan, I'll tell you right now, I know I wouldn't come back alive.
Well, I'm afraid.
And I'm a good, I'm good. I was good at what I did in Vietnam. Unfortunately, I was. And I'm telling you right now, if I had to do it again in Afghanistan, I would not come back alive.
Well, Bill.
A lot of Russian soldiers, lots of them, never came back alive from Afghanistan.
Well, and they, you know, they used... you know, carpet bombing, poison gas, poisoned wells. I mean,
they used the most horrible.
That they did it.
Yeah, they used the most horrible kinds of warfare that there was, and they still couldn't beat those guys.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And even if they could beat them, they couldn't find them. I mean, that's an incredible country. You have no idea how bad that country is. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Cooper? I'm about maybe 10 miles away from Ground Zero. We just got ordered to stand down. You know, we was part of the rescue operation. But the one question I have is, why do we have two aircraft carriers and three battleships off the coast of New York? I mean, what's that all about?
That's a good question. What is it all about?
You know, it's...
Shouldn't they be somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, like, if there's somebody doing this and there's some, like, radical groups and stuff, shouldn't they be someplace else in the world?
Well,
I don't
know where they should be. I'm telling you right now, nobody really knows who did this. And a lot of the things that they're telling us about who did this just simply aren't true. For instance, Who were these guys masquerading as devout Muslims visiting these bars, bragging that the next day there was going to be tremendous bloodshed in America, using credit cards with their real names on them, and allowing their driver's license to be Xeroxed with the matching name and a photograph on it, and drinking like sailors, you know, that had been at sea for 40 months, and then leave a copy of their Quran on the bar stool. Devout Muslims do not drink alcoholic beverages ever. Ever. They don't go to bars. They don't get lap dances. If they were to go to a bar in their wildest dreams, even to do a business deal where they didn't drink, they would not defile their holy Quran by even taking it in there. And if they did take it in there, they would never leave it.
Exactly, and leave all
this. This is a setup. Somebody is framing Muslims. Those were not Muslims who did that. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, you know, like, I've been in the military. I've been in Southeast Asia. And I came out of, you know, Ground Zero as a volunteer. And they told us, like, you know, leave. We got the contractors in there. But I'm sitting thinking about this. I'm like, wait a minute. We have warships off the coast of New York.
Yeah, why?
Okay? I'm listening to F-14s fly overhead.
Yeah, why?
I mean, why here?
Why?
I mean, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah. Why? I don't have the answer. Nobody does. I bet you if you asked the president, he couldn't tell you.
Well, the president, died, God bless him and all that stuff, but...
Why?
Nothing adds up. I mean, and they...
Oh, it all adds up. It all adds up. It all adds up. This furthers the destruction of the Constitution. The furtherance of world government. It boosts... The price of oil is already going out of sight. Who benefits from that? The Bush family. What did his father do when he was in office? Had a war in the Middle East. I told you when Bush Jr. was elected, there would be a major war in the Middle East, and there would be tremendous terrorist attacks in this country. I told you that on this radio.
So you and I have been in the midst of it, okay? And the thing that bothers me is that we have warships off our coast.
And weren't you just listening to what I just said?
Yeah, I understand that, you know. But the thing of it is that the real thing that bothers me is that they call them... terrorist cowards. I mean, I don't know.
They're not cowards.
I wouldn't have the balls to be able to drive a plane into a building.
Let me tell you something. Most people wouldn't have the balls just to even try and hijack a plane, much less drive it into a building.
And the other thing that bothers me is that all the, you know, the voice cockpit recorders mysteriously got shut off. I don't know if I'm...
Well, that's not true. Let me tell you something about those. Number one, they're in an airplane, and they're in a part of the airplane that's inaccessible to anybody on the plane. You can't turn. You cannot turn them off. You cannot. Listen to me. You cannot turn them off. They're lying. Now, they can be damaged in the crash, but if the tape inside the recording media survives, everything is on there. And they're built to withstand crashes, and they're built so that that recording media will survive.
And that's
so they're lying. They're just lying. They're lying.
Pennsylvania.
They're lying.
The crash in Pennsylvania.
That doesn't matter. They're lying. They're lying. You can talk about it and say, crash in Pennsylvania. They say there's nothing on the thing. They say that it was turned off. It's a lie.
They can't turn them off.
That's right.
I thought I was crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
Listen, I got to get some rest. I just came out of Ground Zero about, like, you know, 12 hours ago, and...
We'll go get some rest.
I need some rest. Yeah, I need a couple of...
I should be sleeping, too, right now. I don't know why I'm doing this.
you're an American, sir. Good night.
I don't know what I am anymore. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. I don't know what I am anymore. It certainly is not the country that I was taught that I lived in. All my life. It's not the country described in the Constitution for the United States of America. And I'll tell you what, I'm more afraid of martial law. I'm more afraid of this national emergency declaration. I'm more afraid of our borders being sealed. I'm more afraid of our ports and airports being shut down than I am of terrorists, regardless of how many people die. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Tim in Minnesota. I had a comment about... Senate Joint Resolution 23, and it doesn't.
Well, first,
constitutional mustard.
Wait a minute. First, tell the listening audience, because lots of people out there don't have any idea what you're talking about. What is it?
Okay, it's to authorize the use of United States Armed Forces against those responsible for the recent attacks launched against the United States.
Ah, but they don't say who's responsible, do they?
No.
So they're giving the president carte blanche to decide who is responsible for himself and to act any way he wants to. If they pass that without naming the enemy, he can decide the enemy, right?
Yep.
And the enemy might be you and me.
Yep, and it's totally unconstitutional. And I haven't heard one reporter question.
Oh, of course, nobody's going to question anything, because the minute you do, oh, he's not a patriot. He's not a patriot.
Yeah, there is.
Look what they're doing. Look what they're doing to the one member of the legislature who voted against passing all the, you know, the that.
Yeah, the only.
They're vilifying it for Lee, I think her name is.
Yeah, patriotism has become a big bandwagon that a bunch of people.
No, wait a minute. I just don't understand this, because a year ago, patriotism was politically incorrect. And if you said you were a patriot, you were worse than the dirtiest, vilest, rabid, stinking, flea-bitten dog on this earth. Remember those days?
Yeah, I've got a copy of Project Megiddo straight from the FBI.
So now all of a sudden, patriots are kings? Let me tell you something big wrong with this picture. Wrong.
Yeah, a lot of these people flying flags are doing it against the flag etiquette and the code of the United States.
They have no idea the proper way to fly a flag, believe
me. Yeah, they don't even understand what the flag
is. They never read the country. They don't even know what the country is. They're
well,
doing. They're flying a flag because it makes them feel good, because somebody on the television told them to fly a flag.
Yeah.
Now, it's like high school. If green shoes are in at high school, heaven help you if you don't come to school with green shoes. You're an outcast. You remember high school days, don't you?
Yeah.
If you weren't wearing the right kind of jeans or whatever the pants were, you weren't in, were you? Yep. Well, that's what this flag bit is all about.
Yep.
Ain't no difference.
Well, take it easy, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Now you know why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, you made the comment, and then it was confirmed the next day, about jets and things being scrambled.
Yeah. I was the only one in the country who knew it, too.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody else knew it. You didn't hear it anywhere else, did you? Unless they listened to my show and then parroted me.
Correct. I never heard anything. But they gave the time that planes took off from wherever and went to a certain place,
mm-hmm.
and exactly what time. They named everything but Pennsylvania. And when they came to Pennsylvania, nothing was said at all.
Go to our website. It's all there. About the F-16 that was accompanying that flight, flying 360 degrees around the plane, it was shot down by an F-16. It's on our website.
But nobody's going to question it, because seven times.
I don't care if they question it or not. It's the truth.
Yeah,
we broke the story. We told you. You can believe it or not. I don't care.
I believe it. But they're going to cover it up with a 7-ton flag out.
They're covering tons of stuff up. What do you expect them to do after Oklahoma City and Ruby Ridge and Waco and all the other stuff?
It was good to hear it here, and then I said, whoa, when I heard it the next day.
Yeah.
Because I believed it when you said it.
Bill Cooper does not lie. I may make some mistakes sometimes, but I do not ever tell you a lie, period.
You don't just draw this stuff out of the air. You must have some good contacts.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I got some good contacts. You'd be surprised. I told you, patriots are everywhere. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening. First of all, thank you very much for always providing these great shows. Second of all, I want to address something that I think is very interesting about the American people in general. In addition to the fact that they're willing to go along, they're willing to believe in certain kinds of numerology like the 911.
Oh, yeah, and this false Nostradamus crap that's passing around all over the place. It's sickening.
The thing I was going to bring up, too, is the Nostradamus.
It's sickening. It's all phony. It's lies. They'll pick up any rumor, and without ever checking, are even trying to find out if there's any truth in it. They just pass it on. Then it spreads like wildfire among the ignorant, stupid sheeple. And they're usually also connected with ufology, New Age movement crap, and all of this paranormal stuff. And I'll guarantee you that a lot of them call Miss Cleo on a regular basis. And they are staunch listeners to Art Bullshit Bell.
That's right. And the funny thing is when you...
Or they are patrons of the American Patriot Facts Network and some of those other stupid things.
The thing that I wanted to say, though, is that when you present them with the actual numerology of this and the actual symbolism of all this, they refuse to believe it.
No, they don't want to believe. They're in la la land. They're in woo 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 woo. That's what they're all about. They listen to Alex Jones. They listen to Art Bell. They read books like The Montauk Project, which is the biggest bullshit lie crap thing I've ever heard in my life, and they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They believe it, and if you can come along with proof that it's not true. They believe in the Philadelphia Project. They listen to Al Bielek, and they just almost worship him, a guy that's supposed to have died twice and been reborn in other bodies, and he was in the Philadelphia Project and got trapped, in a time warp. And these people are sick. You just don't understand how sick they are.
That's
so,
right.
So don't pay any attention to them. I quit paying attention to them a long time ago.
It's one of those things that you run up against.
When you run up against them, take a turn and get away from them and go to somebody who's sane and try to help them, because you're never going to help these people because they're beyond help.
The second point that I wanted to make was there is a lot of truth that they are spewing over the airwaves, and the most blatant truth was spoken first on Tuesday when they said that this was an attack on freedom. And it certainly is.
I was the first one who said that on this broadcast, and nobody ever said it until I said it.
Okay. And, well, that's what they've you've got President Bush saying it, cabinet members, people in Congress, even graphics on TV calling it an attack on freedom.
Yeah. In fact, the first place that it appeared was when the attack occurred on our website. That it was an attack against freedom.
And, well, I just wanted to point out the irony of their saying that George Bush is...
You see, on Tuesday...
Excuse me?
On Tuesday, I wasn't broadcasting at my regular time like tonight.
Right, you're broadcasting...
I started early in the morning and broadcast all day. And the first place you ever heard, or anybody in the whole world ever heard, that it was an attack upon freedom was on this broadcast.
Well, when you say it, that's the truth. When they say it down in Washington, that's irony, because they're going to be the very ones that are attacking our freedom.
Yeah. But you don't understand something else. The White House listens to this broadcast every night that I'm on.
You're the most dangerous radio host in America.
That's right. You think they wouldn't listen to me after they pronounced that? They have to listen to me. I represent the people in this country that they are the most fearful of.
Because you possess the true weapons of truth, the things that
nope,
are most
nope,
dangerous to them.
Nope, it's because I'm not afraid to die for what I believe.
And
just like those guys that crashed into those buildings, you can't beat people like that. You think you're going to go over and bomb them out of existence? If they're so pissed off at us and so angry at us and so disturbed by us, that they're willing to come over here and die to make a point to get us to listen to what they have to say, you can't beat them. You can't bomb them out of existence, and the more you bomb them and the more you hurt them, the more they're going to hate us, and the more suicide bombers and airplane pilots and terrorists you're going to create. That's
well,
the truth.
I do think that we can beat them, not with war, but with what America is really saying.
We have to get out of their business. We have to sit down and listen to them. We have to understand that we're not the only people in the world who know something and who have feelings and who get hurt. These people have been hurt so bad that they're willing to die
That's
to
right.
make us understand how bad they're hurting.
And
They're not just doing this to go to paradise for Allah. That's not why they're doing it. Because if that was true, they would have been doing it long, long time ago. They're doing it to make a point, to say, you're not listening to us. You don't understand what's going on over here. You are hurting us. You are really screwing with us, and we've been hurt so bad that now we're going to come and make you hurt the same way.
And
the answer is what? Let's bomb them out of existence. That ain't going to work.
Well, that's what they're saying down in Washington, and if I may be a bit crude, I think there's a lot of people down in Washington that haven't been able to get an erection in years, and they got laid the other night, if I may say that.
Well, I don't really know what you mean by that, but...
Well, the minute they mention war, that's better than Viagra for some of those guys.
Well, you may be right about that.
Well, I'm going to let somebody else call in. Thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, this is a sickness. This is really a sickness. And when you start listening to people, let's go, nuke 'em. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill, this is Gordon.
Yeah?
Can you hear me on the cell?
I got you.
I've been out trying to straighten these truck drivers out, and they just don't. They all want to go over there and do it up over there.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what you ought to do? You know how to scare the hell out of them?
How's that?
As soon as they say that, pull out a U.S. Army recruiting badge, pin it to your chest, pull out a recruiting contract and say, sign right here on the dotted line, son. We'll have you in boot camp by morning. And you watch them run for their trucks. Because they're a bunch of lying, hypocrite bastards, and that's the truth. They'll wag their mouth, but you don't see them. I've been trying,
Bill. It's different all over the country.
They want to go nuke them, but you don't see them down signing up, do you?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them sitting here with no freight either.
Yeah.
I think the economy's in the tank.
Well, it is.
What? Do you know anything about the derivative market at this date right now on the international currencies? You know, like long-term capital and that supposedly was going in the drink?
Well, it is.
A couple of years ago. It's got to be all back asswards, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
The currency traders on the derivatives, the hedge funds.
Then what about it?
Oh, I sat here in Albuquerque, I don't know, this morning, and all day long all I got was a stock market. They never gave an oil per barrel quote or they never gave a gold quote or anything.
That's because nobody's interested in that.
Well, I was.
And the common man doesn't know nothing. They're not talking to you. They're talking to the common jerks out there that don't have a brain and don't understand what's important and what's not important. If you want to know that, call Charles Schwab and they'll tell you.
That's true.
Call any brokerage firm and ask them the question whether you've got an account with them or not, they'll tell you. And if they won't tell you, go on the internet to any of those places where they got all that information and you can see it right there. I've been doing it all day.
Okay. Gold is real is all I know, and it's constitutional, and we're going in the drink on all this process.
Yep. You better bet your boots we are.
They got this one figured out to a T.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what they got figured out.
Well, it doesn't look good. How's Crusher? Is he taking the collapse good or what? The financial markets and all that good?
Crusher loves this.
He knows, he just crushes another bone, huh?
He knows pretty soon he's got some leg bones to chew on.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Give your address out again before your program's over. I don't have a zip code. I got it written four times over in here on fuel slips.
85925.
What's that?
85925.
Got it. All Thank right. you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye.
The address is HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And if you want us to stay on the air, you better get some substantial donations in here right now, because not too much has come in this month, and it's over half gone, so I'm starting to get pretty worried here. So come on, folks. You want this broadcast to stay on the air, you better support it with money. Okay? You got the address? Send in your donations right now. Good evening. You're on the air.
This is Rudolph from New Jersey. I hear all kinds of statements that who is responsible for this terrorist, but nobody says that the original terrorist movement was organized by Soviet Union and the communists.
Well, I think the Soviet Union organized terrorists, and so has the CIA, as you know, and not just the Soviet Union.
Some of them maybe they were different, but the ones that employed the Arabs was organized in Soviet Union. For instance, in my country, Slovakia, they trained Egyptian pilots. In Prague, there was a special hotel for terrorists.
That's because of where you're at geographically. They wanted to absorb your countries into the Eastern Bloc and the Soviet Union. In other parts of the world, it was us that created terrorist networks. In other parts of the world, it was Great Britain that created terrorist networks. And Great Britain is well known for harboring terrorists in the city of London. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But you can't just blame it on the Soviet Union, because that's just not true, my friend.
Not true, partially, but there was a lot of them.
I'm sorry, we're not here to further your political agenda. We're here to talk about truth. Good night. There's a lot of militants around this world who just want to, you know, they want to further their agenda. I won't help them do that. Won't help them do that. Good evening, you're on the air. Chicken plucker. Rang once and hung up. We call those chicken pluckers. Those are, you know, people call those guys that drove those planes into those buildings cowards. They're not. Somebody who's afraid to call a radio show and chicken out, those are the real cowards. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
I'm calling to tender you an apology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My name is Jim from Southbury, Connecticut.
Okay, I know who you are.
You know who I am.
Yeah.
And I owe you an apology for questioning your integrity. And I also owe it to myself to say that, because I listen to your program on and off, and I've been listening to it very thoroughly the last several days. And I don't necessarily believe everything you say is true.
Not a requirement. Never has been.
But I do feel that you're honest in what you're saying. And when I first took umbrage with you, it was over a call I had made about a year ago, and frankly, you broke my balls.
Well, that's my job.
Well, I still think you're wrong about doing it, and I resented it. And,
you may have resented it, but it kept you listening, didn't it?
Well, yeah, but it...
Why were you so masochistic that you had to listen to somebody that you hated so much? You see, I know what I'm doing. I know human nature, and I know if you listen long enough, you'll come around, because I'm not lying to anybody, and I am honest, and I am trying to do the right thing.
That's what I call to tell you.
But if I didn't do that, you might have gone elsewhere and become a great fan of Alex Jones. But I captured you because you hated my guts. And so you couldn't go away because you wanted to bust my balls.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to come back at you for that. But,
And you tried lots of times.
Well, I tried twice.
Yeah.
I tried twice.
Yep.
But, and frankly, to tell you the truth, I think you'd agree with this, you're a very ornery son of a gun. Maybe you've got good reason to be.
Yeah, I do.
And
the guy that sits behind the microphone and strokes you and tells you how smart and wonderful you are is lying to you. He's not doing you a service. And he's giving you a false sense of security and a false sense of intellect that doesn't exist in this country, and allows the things to happen like happened last Tuesday, and that are fixing to happen worldwide in just a few days. People are going to be dying like flies because of the stupidity of the American people.
Well, I hope you're wrong, and I I'm sure you agree with me. You probably hope you're wrong. So.
Oh, I pray that I'm wrong every night, but I know absolutely that it's true, and you're going to see it.
Well,
you're going to see it happen.
Unfortunately, once again, I think you're right. But I'll let you go, but I just want to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate it, and I want to tell you it took a lot of guts for you to make this call, and I have a lot of respect for you because you were able to do that and keep on listening, and maybe you'll become, one of the people that helped turn all this crap around.
Well, if I could just say one more thing, not on my behalf, but on somebody else's. There's a couple other people out there on another radio station I won't even mention, and I'd just like to say on their behalf that if there's one area we're wrong, they're not socialists. They may not have all the information, but these fellas are good-hearted Americans as well.
Well, you know, the only time I've ever listened to them, what I told you is what I heard. They may have had an off night, I'll give you that, but that's okay. What I heard that night.
Fair enough, sir.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Thanks for calling. Oh, boy. 520-33, that happens quite frequently, but usually not on the air. Usually I get private calls or letters from people. 520-333-4578. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Will from Missouri.
Hi, Will.
I've got a question. You know, you're constantly telling us not to overlook the obvious and to turn things over carefully. There were reported on the news service there about 430 corporations located in the World Trade Center buildings.
Yeah.
And I'm not connected to mainstream media at all here in my house, but I was just wondering whether or not there's been any lists or articles or front page stories about top executives that may have perished or be supposed to have perished or be missing.
There are lists of everybody that was in that building on our website as far as corporations and businesses go. Then all you have to do is look up the business of the corporation, and it'll tell you who the executives were.
Library.
See, we got stuff on our website you wouldn't even believe it was on there.
So I've never even seen the web, a computer, so I've...
Get somebody to teach you. It's real easy.
Yeah.
And libraries have them, and they got people there to help you.
Yeah, I saw one in the library one time in there, but I didn't stop to try it.
Yeah.
But one of the things that struck me about this was, you know how the Titanic was utilized, and when they were having a real tough time, I believe it was Vanderbilt, getting him to go along with the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had quite a few people, Morgan and others, that were signed up to go on the Titanic, and they all dropped out. And I was just kind of curious as to how many of these top CEOs decided to go golfing or went on extended vacation.
Forget it. You're way out on it. If you think the captain of a ship would intentionally run his ship into an iceberg, you don't know anything about seafaring men.
So you don't
absolutely no. Don't you dare try and defame that man's good name by saying he ran that into an iceberg on purpose.
Intentionally.
Absolutely. Hmm. Did not happen.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Nick in Charlotte.
Hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Good.
I listened to what you were saying the other night, what you were talking about on what you'd written on the website about these guys and what just didn't quite add up. And, yeah, I agree with you. It sounds more to me like, I sent you an email about this. I don't know if you got it already. They sound more like the assassins from the ancient days. Hello?
I'm here. Well, I guess he hung up. I don't know what the problem was. Maybe he had a bad connection. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. I was wondering if you had seen anything about the amount of money that they have been stealing from the American public through those money houses and the towers that went down.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I just thought it was very convenient that they took the towers out, where they run a tremendous amount of bond money and transactions through there.
A major portion of the stock market was run through there. A lot of stock brokers were there, which, by the way, brings up something else. I was absolutely shocked today when they reopened the stock market to see a lot of companies that have disappeared from the face of the earth still being traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
And the stupid sheeple don't even know they're gone, so they're still buying and selling that stock. Explain that to me.
But I just have a notion that they like, when they blew up the Oklahoma City building,
don't even go to these places. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're speculating, and you know that's not right on this broadcast. Why are you even doing it?
Well, I'm just...
Why are you even occupying your time with that? I mean, it's nothing you can prove. Why don't you occupy your time with something that's worthwhile, that will be fruitful, or productive, or that will cause you to gain some knowledge that you can spread to other people to help them get educated, instead of spinning around in this little cul-de-sac that's going to get you nowhere except, you know, standing on your head in a snowstorm. Start buck naked. That's where that will take you. Okay?
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Yeah, don't get off on these weird tangents. I mean, that's Art Bell stuff. We don't do that here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Bill, Dave, New York.
Hello, Dave.
A couple things I'd like to be able to write down your website. I'm not computer illiterate.
WilliamCooper.com.
What is it?
WilliamCooper.com.
Okay.
No space between William and Cooper.
You mentioned financially, and I will send in a check or however you say. But and I was curious.
However I say.
Pardon me.
However I say, make it for $25,000.
No, I mean I can't. Thank you.
I'm just making you pay attention to what you say.
You sure did. what form?
It's got to be a blank money order.
Yeah.
Cash, or gold or silver coin, nothing else.
Okay.
And if you fill in anything on the money order, we'll just send it back to you.
Can I ask you what it costs per hour for this type of program to put on?
No, because I can't tell you that, because different shows are charged different rates, and Alan Weiner doesn't want that information to be known.
Okay, excellent. What can Americans, what can we do to personally prepare for all the stuff that's going to come down the road, if I might get your insight on that?
Well, if you're a religious man, I would make sure that you're right with God, whatever God you believe in, that you have a source of spiritual sustenance, and whatever holy books will provide that for you, and that you really understand what it is that you believe. And then that you understand that if you don't believe in freedom and you're not willing to die for it, somebody's going to take that away from you. They'll take your family away from you. They'll take your freedom away from you. They'll take your religion away from you, and they'll make you a slave. And then prepare to fight a war. Make sure that you're provisioned, that you have food, clothing, that you have medical supplies, that you have guns and ammunitions to fight a war for 15 years. You ask me. If you don't want to hear the answer, don't ask me the question, because you're always going to get the truth from me.
No, I...
And there's going to be a war.
Food, clothing, ammo, et cetera. I hear you have to sign for ammo now before you get it.
You can't walk in and buy
with cash.
That's bullshit.
Is that right? Okay.
That's right here in Arizona. And if anybody dared try to make anybody in Arizona sign for ammunition, they probably, you know, wouldn't be walking around straight too long.
Last question. What are 22 SSS, sniper subsonic bullets?
Never heard of it. 22 SSS, I never heard of it.
Sniper subsonic.
I never heard of it.
The small things
will I never, left, I but... never heard of it.
Okay.
There's no point in discussing something with me that I don't know anything about.
Very good. Okay. Down to the bottom, one of the trade centers... I heard today that there was a vault that they got at that there was supposedly to be a lot of gold in, and it was not there. Did you hear anything on that?
That's a lie.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
You're welcome. There is a vault that was buried by the rubble that has tons of gold in it, but nobody has got to it, and the gold is not gone. It's all there. Good night, folks. We're out of time. And don't miss tomorrow night's broadcast of the Hour of the Time. I should be rested and refreshed and do a much better job than I did tonight. So I apologize for not being at the top of, you know, what you normally would expect. And good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you. God bless everybody. God bless the Republic. And you better say a lot of prayers, folks, because we're headed in the wrong direction. If you have not been to our website, go there. Go there. You'll be amazed at what we've provided for you. WilliamCooper.com. Go there now. Stay there so you've got a handle on things. And don't forget to go to the exclusives archives and the news archives. And there's tons of other links and things. You could actually spend 6 months on our website and never see it all. You've been listening to The Hour of the Sun. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. And now you know why. Don't forget, folks, when you go to our website, please participate in the poll. It's very important. Very important. Please participate in the poll. Thanks. See you tomorrow night.